I've been remiss, and in the process of reviewing obvious Oscar candidates and winter blockbusters, I've delayed writing about one of the best films of the year until it is doubtless no longer playing at a theater near you. The film is called Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. It was directed by Sidney Lumet, 83 years old, who has proven once again that he is a grand master. Though the film is not, definitely not, for everyone, some people justifiably don't want to see a film that will upset them, and this is a film whose powerful emotions trouble the mind. When finally cornered by bad luck and bad choices, some people collapse inwards like a wet paper box. Some straighten up their backbone and soldier through, and some bare their teeth like a rat in a trap. Andy, his trophy wife Gina, Marisa Tomei, and his brother Hank, Ethan Hawke, each represent one of the types. Which is which, you'll have to see for yourself. Andy is a moderately successful real estate broker. "I make six figures," he proudly announces. You can tell by his wife's guarded reaction that it's probably low six figures, not much for Manhattan. Andy has been doing something bad to pay for something bad. I'd love to tell you what exactly, but I'd rather you see for yourself. What we do know at the outset is that Andy is one polished operator. His younger brother Hank, who is hard up and way behind on his child support, is no match for Andy when Big Brother wants something. Andy sucks Hank into a seemingly foolproof scheme. Watch how smooth Andy is with Hank, how he has staged every element of their conversation to make the conclusion inevitable. They, and by they Andy means Hank, will waltz into a mom-and-pop jewelry store Andy has cased on a weekend morning just after opening. There are no security cameras or guards. The whole week's take will be there, and Andy knows how to get into the safe. The loot is insured, so it's a victimless crime. How does he know all this? Hank wonders. Because the mom and pop who own the store are their actual mom and pop. As we expect in a movie like this, the heist goes to pieces with a bang. From a visual standpoint, the scene is rather stagey, almost hokey. I worried about the rest of the film. But Lumet knows he doesn't have to coat the screen with blood to achieve his effects. The film works because the heist, which in a more run-of-the-mill film would be one of the high points, is just the first turn of the screw. Lumet is interested in a different kind of violence, the powerful emotions kept just barely under the surface of a family in conflict, and the anxiety of being found out, as every decision seems to lead Andy and Hank further and further into a dark maze. Somehow Lumet's camera itself seems like a heavy, oppressive weight above us, pinning us down, making it hard to breathe. You will be unable to take your eyes off Philip Seymour Hoffman. Andy is a study in contradictions, thoroughly ambiguous. We keep seeing new layers all the way to the film's end. Credit the first-time screenwriter, too, Kelly Masterson. There is not one beat of the plot or line of dialogue out of place. There is also a performance by the great Albert Finney as the naughty boy's father. The actor himself looks very frail as his character grieves for a lost wife. But the search for a killer animates him, and as the truth starts to bubble up like swamp gas, the horror of the situation comes fully clear, and oh, we do not want to be there when he finds out. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.